You guys, here I am by popular demand. No, I mean the five of you that were like, "Ashley, I miss fresh laughs." I hear you, and I appreciate you greatly, actually. But here I am, okay? Caitlin had said, then let's do it for this long, then we'll take a break. And I was thinking in my head, why would I take a break? Do you not believe in me? Like, do you not think I'll be successful with this, Caitlin? And then there was a time in the summer with Devote and school and everything like that, and just summer and baseball and everything. And there was this moment of, I have nothing to say. I think my biggest struggle was I was honestly struggling with, I had a lot of things I could talk about, like that were like rants. And I was like, well, no, that is actually the opposite of fresh laughs with Ash. So, anyways, I had to compile some strong ideas. But when I was thinking of back by popular demand, that reminds me of Funfetti cake, which is my is it's my favorite cake, and I make someone make it for me on my birthday every year. But Funfetti cake, and then you have to have the rainbow chip frosting. Okay, you have to have that. Don't give me Funfetti frosting. It makes sense, but really it doesn't. Okay, Funfetti cake, rainbow chip frosting. It's the best. It's the best, right? Well, once upon a time, because everything that's good like disappears, I swear. Like doodads and bacon crackers. Oh, and let we do we not mention cheese nips? But let's let it go. So there were also these tortilla chips that were like cream cheese salsa Tostitos. Man, those are good. That reminds me of TRL. But anyway, so that was also a really good show. Bring back videos, you guys. That's a whole, I'm gonna do that as an episode. Bring back music videos. You can do a hashtag. Videos, video lives matter. Anyways, they took rainbow chip frosting off the shelves. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. There's lots of things in this world that don't make sense and don't have answers. That's one of them. But the good news is, I was at Target and I see rainbow chip frosting. And on the label, it says, back by popular demand. So what do? I bought like five. Because I was like, ho-ho, don't you dare leave me again. We will not be in this situation ever again. So that's where we're at. Back by popular demand. Just like rainbow chip frosting. Don't know if we've talked about this before, but clearly it's something that's bothering me. But at the dentist office. So when I take my children to the dentist's office, when they're done, they get, of course, a goodie bag, but they also get this little token that then they get to put into like a vending machine and they get to pick a prize. All I'm saying is, some of us adults, well, okay, like why do the kids get it? They get rewarded because good behavior and oh, it could be stressful and hard for kids. Well, all I'm saying is that some adults, it is also stressful and it is also hard for us to go to the dentist. We get anxiety, we panic. Your fingers are in my mouth, but you're still having a long conversation with me. Just all the things. And so I'm just saying, I think I also should be rewarded for good behavior. Who told you that adults don't like being rewarded? I'm trying to think, like, it's the same reason why I go and get a coffee when I don't really want or need one, but there's this thought in my mind that's like, you deserve this. You deserve this. Go get it. So, all I'm saying is, I do think I deserve a reward from the dentist office. So, why can't I get a little token to go put in a vending machine? Maybe, you know, a gumball? Maybe it's like a fancy gumball like Origins has, you know, the skincare company, their store. They have these beautiful white gumballs. I'm just saying. I don't know. I think where there's a problem, there's always a solution. So I think we could come up with a solution as far as what can we give adults as a reward for their good behavior at the dentist. I'm just saying. And also, like, my kids get to sit with headphones and watch TV shows and movies and stuff. Why don't I get that option? I mean, I love my dentist. I really do. He's, like, one of the nicest guys. But I would like to sit and, even if I can't watch it, like, listen to it. I mean, I would choose to watch a show or watch a movie. I don't even get the screen on. I'm just saying, this is me being honest. So let's bring rewards back. You know what else? Someone told me that at their dentist office, they would put, it was like warm rigs or like a massage, I don't know, like one of those things that you like warm up in the microwave and then they like put it on your lap or they put it, I don't know, maybe they put it around her neck or something. Why not? You know, I'm a detail person and I think those little things are so big. Like even at a spa, I look forward to the cucumber water or like in my mind, I'm like, ooh, I wonder what kind of fancy water they're going to have. Or, ooh, I wonder what kind of fancy snacks. Spa snacks are fun. They're usually something different. Don't even get me started. I think COVID has also changed that and ruined that for me because now they're like prepackaged snacks, which aren't the same. Before, they used to have a fantastic snack mix, but anyways, I'm just saying adults also like rewards, period. So I'm just headed to a training, right? It's a math training, which for 4 days, okay? So when I heard that I had to take this training, I wasn't the happiest. I'm trying to be positive because the people in the class yesterday weren't the most happy. Anyways, so I'm like, oh, don't get those people. But at first I was like, 4 days of a training? Which that didn't bother me because I am a teacher, so I do actually love learning and learning new things, learning new techniques. It's kind of like a hairdresser, right? Like you do want to go to the hairdresser that like goes to trainings or goes to those hair shows. You know, it's like, oh, she's up on the up the up. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, 4 days training. The only thing I didn't like was I'm like, I have 21 5-year-olds, and in my mind, I thought I thought they won't be able to live without me. That was my feeling. That was my thought. I know that's a little extreme. I also know I'm just their teacher. I'm not their parents, but I love them like I am. But so I'm thinking, no, I cannot be gone for 4 days without. I will return and the animals will be back to their original state in which I got them at. And no, thank you. So, anyways, so I'm doing all the things and there's a lot to this actually than I originally thought. Such is an episode. First, can we talk about how beautiful the trees are? That could have been an episode too, but here we are. Trees right now are beautiful. And you know, it's funny. It's like we're in Gillette, Wyoming. Whereas, what is it, like North Carolina, New York? We don't even know what pretty is. But here I am. I stop and take pictures while I'm driving of trees because they are just so beautiful. Just beautiful. Those red ones, the red ones get me every time. Lots of pictures on my camera roll of the red trees. So I think it's funny that I have to be at the training at 8:30 and it's 8:27. ugh, my life. One day I'm going to grow up and one day I'm going to be on time. Okay. So anyways, okay, here's the point, even though there are lots of side stories to this. I didn't want to go to the training. But turns out two of my good friends are the teachers. So that's actually an added bonus. That's a blessing. But also, I've decided yesterday that, like, I was excited to go back. Here's why. Couple things. It is good information. I never think I'm, like, the best at teaching math. And this is, like, down to the very bottom. We talk a lot about how there's giant gaps with kids. Because we teach so much so fast. It's the same thing we hear all the time. But, like, this is, they got to have a really, really good foundation. So, there we go. Okay, but anyways, I just thought to myself, I'm excited to go because I get to go and have lunch with, like, other humans outside. Like, sometimes you kind of feel like a prisoner. You kind of feel like a prisoner. They're like, here, you're in prison. You're in jail. You can't leave this building. You're going to come at 8. You're going to leave at 4:35, depending on who you are. And then they were like, oh my gosh, you have really good behavior. So we're actually going to let you be in charge of other inmates. They're much younger than you and you're going to teach them some things. So, okay. Anyways. Okay. Ready? I enjoyed sitting in this class because I didn't have to come up with anything. There we go. You know, as teachers, you could go anyway, moms, all the things, any professional, any job, you know, but like and usually we're the ones, especially teachers, right? We're the ones that come up with everything. Every second is accounted for, planned. It is planned. Every second is planned. You don't plan every second in kindergarten? You're going to want to go back home. You're going to want to cry. You're going to want to go back home. You're going to be like, peace, I'm out. You have to have every single second planned. So to go to this training and to just sit and wait for instruction, I enjoyed it so much yesterday. So there's that. Ashley enjoys not thinking. That's what which granted, there was a lot of thinking in this training, but okay. Those are my thoughts right now is when you are someone who plans everything and then you finally get to go and someone else plans, just it's unexpected blessing. I just saw a dog with a cone. Wouldn't that be so sad? Wouldn't that be so sad to have a cone over your head? Oh, devastating. I promise I won't lick my wound. Just don't put the damn cone on my head. Am I the only one that doesn't understand Adele's new song? It's pretty much the only question I am posing at the moment. Everyone loves it. My sister sent it to me, and we were, you know, a few teachers and I were jamming out during our training and all the things. And I can sing it. I can support it. She's great. But then as I'm like listening to it, why don't I understand what it means? And I do have a hard time. I love a story. I love a story. And therefore, I like to know the story of a song. You know? Kind of like some of the best lyrical writing I Have a Girl Crush? Or no, I think it's just Girl Crush. That is one of the best songs ever written because it is clever, clever writing. Two Black Cadillacs, also clever. So clever. Anyways, I'm going to go do some more research. I'm going to probably bring up the lyrics and read them. Remember the good old days? CD cover, CD, right? And then you open it and it had the words of every song. I would just go home. My mom would take me to Walmart or probably Kmart. I'd get the Backstreet Boy album, the new one that just came out. My mom was so nice. She would take me before I had to go to junior high so that I could tell my friends I got the new CD already, you know, because that was important then. And then I would go home and I would just sit on my trundle bed and I would read the lyrics of every song. Now I can't do that. I mean, sure, I can bring them up on my phone, but it's just, it's not the same. You know, it's different. Also, as I was driving by Papa Murphy's, there's that new jack-o'-lantern pizza. I know, like, who are you? Who are you? Are you the, I can pay the same amount of money for a large pepperoni pizza that's bigger, okay? Or I can buy the cute, adorable theme pumpkin pizza for, I don't even know. It might be cheaper, actually. But it's kind of smaller because, you know, it's shaped like a jack-o'-lantern. And maybe you're like, I like extra pepperonis, not just the two for the eyes and the mouth, you know? Who are you? Which one are you? Can you guess which one I am? Yeah. I am the seasonal. I love seasonal items. And the jack-o'-lantern pizza, so cute. It just makes everything better. Like, I literally plan dinner around the jack-o'-lantern pizza. So, okay. You know, just don't get mad at me. Just go easy on me. See what I did there? So that's the title of the Adele song that I'm not quite sure I fully understand. So, okay. Kind of like, do you remember that song? Was it Hoser? That sounds inappropriate. That probably wasn't it, but it was Take Me to Church. If you've ever looked up, you think it's good. Everyone was singing it. We had a, I don't even know, I think it was like second grade boy sing it for a talent show. And I had read the lyrics. I was like, no, if your parents knew the words to that song or the, if they watched the video, I don't think they would support this decision in you seeing a talent show. Take me to church and I'll worship. It's, you guys, I'm just saying. You're like, oh, but it says take me to church. Yeah, no, it's a different kind of worshiping. Anyways, don't, we're not worshiping God. Okay, there's a lot of topics just in that one, so that's kind of exciting. Here I am just, you know, to make your life a little easier, you know, life hacks. But then as I was like beginning to record this, I thought, well, this is actually only helpful for, Gillettians. That's people that live in Gillette, but you know, it's okay. Cause this is a pretty hop-in community. It's kind of known as a vacation spot. So when, it's not if, it is when you pass through Gillette, Wyoming, you know, I don't know, probably go to Walmart because I don't know, they're not all over, okay, but this is what you're going to do. So we're at the age now with our children that we'll go on our Friday night date night and we'll DoorDash the kids' food and then we like peace. Whereas before, you know, you had to make sure you ordered pizza for the babysitter and all the things, right? But anyway, so now DoorDash, which don't get me started, I know how expensive it is. And when I think about it, I can get sick. But if I don't think about it, it's just better. So, but what happens when they want pizza? You can't DoorDash it. Okay, maybe you can. But what I'm saying is they won't leave it at the door, at the doorstep, that option. Because that option is a game changer to leave it at the door, right? So pizza delivery, you cannot leave it at the door. I'm not sure why. that's something to talk about, you guys. Don't even get me started on the fact that no coffee place in Gillette delivers on DoorDash. We're gonna sidestep that. But so, pizza, DoorDash. So no DoorDash because it won't let you drop it at the doorstep. That needs to be a thing because my children can't. We hardly ever have cash, and then they don't know. They're not going to fill out the tip. Plus, if we're not home, I don't want anyone at my house, right? So, okay. So here we go. Domino's in Gillette. There's two of them. But the one on, I think it's like 2nd Street, okay, they have a window. So you order it, and then you go through it through the window. This is great for the following reasons. It's ready when you don't have to wait for it to get cooked. Kind of like Little Caesars, okay? They have those hot and readies, which is a steal of a deal. Those are great. But the window, so you order it, and then you go through the window and order, okay, you get your pizza. And it was great because I had pajama pants on because I just got done working out. So, and actually I'm wearing my slippers. I'm wearing my orange slippers. So I don't want to go in anywhere to get the pizza. Okay. So then as I was driving away, I see that inside the brand, it's a new Domino's, right? It's redone. You can eat inside. That's my life hack. There's a few in here, actually. This is a real gem, if you ask me. You can eat inside. I thought that was really cute. You can eat inside Domino's. So, like, you could go with family and, maybe you don't want Pizza Crello because is that, like, the only... Oh, Pizza Hut, okay. That you can eat inside pizza places. But this one, Domino's. And you know what? It looked clean. It looked nice. Kind of cozy atmosphere, if you will. Because it's not huge. But, yeah. I don't know. I got really excited about that. So, you can eat inside. Order it. Sit down. Oh, large pepperoni pizza. Thin crust. Extra cheese. Oh, let me, and then let's sit and eat it. At Domino's. I thought it was cute. I thought it was real nice. So that's all I have for right now on that. But don't you worry. There's going to be some other life-changing episodes. I know it. Experience. Okay. Go get some pizza, you guys.